I'm Dave Adams, and this is USA Heartbeat, the pulse of a nation. We are looking for stories about people and groups and efforts to bring this country together. And as we look, as we browse through the internet, we come across this story posted from Como TV of Seattle about a man by the name of Robert Searles, who looks to be of Native American descent, and he is he tosses a football. He walks up and down the streets of Pike Street. If you're familiar with Seattle, you know about Pike Street. And if you've been down that street, you've probably seen Robert Searles with his scraggly hair and running down the Pike Street in Seattle with his football, tossing his football to anyone who will catch it. What Roberts is trying to do is bring the community together. Seattle and Portland have been rocked by racial divide, have been rocked by riots and distrust and negative impact on the street. Robert Searles is trying to change that. We've posted the story from Como TV on Seattle so you can watch the story and see for yourself just the impact that Robert Searles is having. Well, one day as he was going into his apartment building, a man came from behind him and said, 6 feet. And Robert said, no, the elevator is 4 feet. And as he was turning around, the man viciously attacked Robert with a knife. Obviously, the reference to 6 feet was he wanted to put him 6 feet under because he did not like the effort of Robert to try to bring people together. This man wanted to continue to divide the country and divide the city of Seattle. And he thought if he stopped Robert Searles and his passing football, he could do just that. Robert Searles was stabbed 13 times, lost half of his blood, but no vital organs were pierced. Robert thanks the man upstairs for that. Roberts is once again walking down Pike Street, not quite at the gallop he was before, but he's still back, he's still there, and he's still passing his football, and he's still bringing a smile to the faces of people that catch a Pike Street pass from Robert Searles. So good on you, Robert. We love to see people who are saying, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to work together. I'm going to do my part to keep our country together and our communities together. So we would submit this to you, that we need to follow examples of people like Robert Searles. We are sometimes, by our inaction, approving and allowing the distrust and the discord to continue in our communities. If we all together did something like Robert Searles, even catch his pass, maybe do one of our own. Maybe walk up and down the street and say hi to people that we don't know. Maybe do something as extravagant and as bold as passing a football across the traffic in Seattle to somebody on the other side. What Robert Searles is doing with his Pike Street pass is bringing Seattle together. And we can learn a lot from Mr. Robert Searles. I thank God that he was not seriously injured. I thank God he was not killed. And I thank God that he is continuing to bring Seattle together. We need more efforts like this. I will say again, if we all do things like Robert, things to bring us together, then we will see the United States of America become united again. I was watching a TV communicator this morning, and he was saying that the day after 9/11, 9/12, this nation came together like we have not seen for a long time. And he wants to see that again, and so do I. After those vicious attacks on 9/11, the next day you could not open your door and look outside without seeing an American flag being flown. We're not seeing that today. We are seeing a nation being ripped apart by political rhetoric, and we need to, at the grassroots level, do things like Robert Searles. We need to pass the football across the street and say, you're my neighbor, I care about you, I love you, and we're going to do this together. And what it's going to take for the United States to become united again is people like Robert Searles, people who are willing to take the pass, to make the pass, and people who are willing to catch it, and then smile at each other because we have something in common. We're passing a football across Pike Street in Seattle. So what we'd like to see is this kind of thing happen in communities across the country. as we come together as Americans and we believe that we all love freedom, we all love each other or should, and that all men and all women are created equal, that we are all the same in God's sight, and that we all matter, that all lives matter. Robert Searles, thank you for what you do, and keep on passing that pit straw. But Robert Searles, keep on passing that football. We're going to call it the Pike Street Pass that saves Seattle. This is USA Heartbeat. The story came from Como TV in Seattle, or at least the basis of it, and we added our editorial comment. This is USA Heartbeat. I'm Dave Adams, and this is the Pulse of Freedom, the Pulse of America.